working Fridays, dude.
Me too.
This is a scheduled day off for you, though, right?
Yeah, I took this day off
because of Hades. Yeah, no, that makes sense. The Monday through Thursday schedule is nice. And the fact that her and I both are on it, it's actually really nice.
Yeah, I bet.
So, anyway, today's Friday for this episode of the podcast. We're recording this on Friday because, again, I'm busy this weekend.
Yeah, Martin's got stuff going on.
Lexi, we talked about it on the last episode about how Lexi was going to be trying to qualify for the state competition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she made it.
Yeah.
And so she's got that. She's going to be competing Sunday at 6:30. So
and this is in Tacoma, right?
Yeah, it's in Tacoma. Yeah. Ooh. So I'm actually taking Monday off because
it's 4-day weekend.
Yeah, 4-day weekend. Hey, and then I'm gonna work 2 days, and then I'm gonna have Thursday through pretty much a week off after that. I'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off. And I'll be back on Wednesday.
Yeah.
My parents are gonna go to Vegas for their anniversary. And so
you need a babysitter, and that's the cheapest way to get a babysitter.
Yeah, I just stay home. So I'm actually really excited to have a pretty good amount of time off. Yeah,
with your kids. Yeah,
yeah, it should be good. And Alexi, she was doing she was missing one skill on her bar routine, and she still qualified for state even though she missed it. She got a spot, but yesterday she finally nailed it.
Ooh.
For the very first time ever, she nailed it. And so I wasn't able to be at the practice. Tori was there. And so she sent me a text like, she got it. And so I was like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. But at the gymnastics place, they do this thing where if you just accomplished a new skill, you ring the big bell that they have, and then everyone watches you, and you have to perform
in front of everyone.
Yes.
Nice.
And so that way, it's just like a confidence
boost. Yeah, heck yeah. That's exactly what they need, because like, you can nail it by yourself, but if you can't do it in front of people, what's the point?
Yeah, and so she finally got it. So we're really hoping that she can perform at the best level that she can. Mm. And she's 7 years old, dude. Do you remember what it's like to perform?
I don't think I ever performed at anything
marching band.
When I was seven, though.
Oh, right, but that's what I'm saying is like whenever we were marching band, it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah, absolutely. As a teenager, I would make mistakes because of the nerves. Like,
exactly.
To be a seven-year-old, what?
It's intense. So I'm just, trying to gas her up and, coach her and really talk to her about, hey, I really want you to, just believe in yourself. She has this little, she got it from one of the competitions. It's this little keychain that says something like, believe in yourself and you can
achieve the world.
Yeah, something like that. You can be something like that. And so
anything.
I always tell her to remind her, what are you doing? Like, you have this. Like, you had to do that. You had to believe in yourself. The power of believing yourself and having that confidence in yourself can get you to nail it. But the practice on Tuesday, she told me, I still haven't gotten it, Dad. Like, I'm probably going to need a spot at the state competition for it. And, she was, bummed out about it. I'm probably not going to do it. And so I turned around and I said, what does your keychain say? And she's like, what? And your keychain. And she reads it off to me. And I was like, you telling me right now that you probably aren't going to do it. You're telling me that you're not going to do it.
Aww.
You're instantly telling me that you're not going to do it because you don't believe in yourself and you aren't going to be. If you're not believing yourself, you will not do it. You have to give yourself that confidence and that belief and knowing that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave a big speech about that. And then for her to do it on Thursday, dude.
Yeah, she probably absolutely took your...
Yeah.
Because, she took your word for it and went for it.
Yeah, and she got it.
So has she practiced it at all today?
No, she doesn't have any more gymnastics practice, so that's the thing.
She can't practice at home on the trampoline?
No, we don't have bars.
Oh, it's a bar. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, bar routine. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So she's got to go up there and do the little flip and
I thought
all
it
that
was,
stuff. Yeah.
I thought it was an exam to be a lawyer, you have to take the bar or something like
that.
Oh
no! Oh my gosh! Yeah, it's actually something like that.
I thought it was
like a
different word for competition. I don't know.
No, totally not. Literal bars.
A bar. Okay, okay.
So
we'll take her to a school somewhere. There's monkey bars and stuff.
No,
I'm just kidding.
No, she has to do it under a guided coach.
To make sure somebody catches her.
Yeah, but we're looking forward to that. Oh. It's just going to be a super busy weekend.
We'll make sure that Tori takes a video of it when she watches it.
Yeah.
Because That's not, I don't think I've seen that, because I think you've taken videos of her doing like her like the floor routine, the floor, yeah, routine, the floor routine, but yeah. not I've, yeah, never seen the bar, her,
yeah, do the bar. I'll show you. Like, I have that. I'll show you after the podcast is done, after we're done recording. But anyway, what you got going on this weekend?
I'm gonna stay here and hang out with Hades. Hades had to get some surgery. If you don't know, Hades is my dog.
The boxer.
The boxer dog, the best that is boxer. Like the biggest part of the family.
Yeah, he's the baby. He's absolutely the baby. The baby of the
family here. The whole family loves Hades. Extended, friends.
Yeah, everybody. All of us. The kids.
He had to get some surgery get some bumps surgically removed that could possibly be cancerous and stuff like that. So he's down, yeah, for lack of a,
yeah,
just without going into it too much.
He's, yeah, he just needs to be taken care of.
He's being, yeah, taken care of all weekend, yeah, and
gonna be baby all the cuddles.
Gonna be babied and yeah.
I know, like whenever I came in, I give him a lot of love just to see if, you know, just make him feel better. Mm-hmm. Just, yeah, he's not feeling too hot right now.
He is not happy, but he's actually technically our first special guest,
yeah,
to, yep, hang out in the podcast studio with us.
Yep, we've never
had anybody in here with us before except for Hades. So Hades is officially our first guest.
Is he sleeping right now?
No, his eyes are open.
His eyes are open. He's just relaxing.
He's just chilling.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, he needs that, but that's good though. That's gonna be a chill weekend for you. Just kind of hanging out. That's, yeah, always good to have. I'm looking forward to being able to do that.
Oh, yeah. And then, well, I should be getting, actually, we just saw the delivery, yeah, guy. He should be delivering some stuff from Amazon. I bought a, mm-hmm, bunch of car wash stuff.
Oh, nice.
So.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that. You mentioned the YouTube channel that you were,
well, yeah,
to learn some of this stuff, right?
Yeah, I just, I take pride in my car now, yeah, so I want it to look good, especially, yeah, since it's a black car, too. Yes. It just shows, yeah, all the dirt, yeah, versus if I would have stuck with a white car, I could at least go a couple of weeks without, yeah, washing it.
Well, yeah, whenever you bought the car, you went and got it like a
full on, yeah, detail. Yeah. Like,
and it looked great, and it still looks
really
great.
I think it still looks good. Yeah. I mean, it's not perfect by any means, but yeah. I think it looks good for being how old is it? 2013. So
it's an 8-year-old car.
8-year-old car. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
with over 100,000.
Well, miles. And it's black. And it's black, and I've noticed it a lot more recently that black is actually really hard to maintain, because, mm-hmm, I have, absolutely, a white car now.
Yeah, white car is so easy.
I don't give a shit about it. I take it through the Busch car wash, right, because I don't have to worry about swirl marks nearly,
exactly,
as much.
Exactly. Whereas I cannot take it through any car washes, mm-hmm, or I mean, I could take it through a touchless one, but those don't really do anything.
Yeah, you have to do it yourself.
Yeah, so,
if you really want to get into it, well,
right. Yeah, so I stick with the shampoo, the Adams polishing shampoo, mm-hmm, or something. I bought an extra jug of that, and then I bought some wheel cleaner, some interior cleaner, yeah, just little odds and ends.
Yeah.
I got a bonus so at work, so I might as well kind of, yeah, splurge a little bit for myself, mm-hmm, while I'm at it. And I feel like I do need to buy a couple more things for the car itself.
Do you wax it?
I do not yet. I don't, okay, trust myself. Gotcha. Like, uh-huh, waxing a black car versus, like, because I used to wax my white car,
mm-hmm,
like once a year I do it, but with a black car, like, you just have to, I don't feel confident washing it enough to get all the dirt and grime and stuff off before waxing it. I feel like I would just end up making it worse.
Yeah,
like I would give it a good nice layer or whatnot, mm-hmm, that make it look nice, but I think in the long run it would end up,
yeah,
probably adding more little scratches and stuff like that. Like, I don't think I would actually,
yeah,
fix it.
I don't know too much about the process,
but I do have stuff. Somebody, I mean, Neri, I think his company is White Z Detailing or something, mm-hmm, like that. He's the one that went through and did, like, he cleaned the engine bay, yeah, he did a clay bar, the whole car, yeah, the interior.
It looked great.
It looked so,
yeah, because I took you there to pick you up, yeah, yeah, for you to pick it up.
And actually, that was when I found out that the car had like really bad orange peel in the, yeah, thing. I was like, whoa, I never saw that before.
Yeah. Yo, it's actually kind of funny because Honda has a reputation of slightly subpar paint.
Really?
If you think about it, like the blues.
I think just the clear coat cars. Peel. Darker cars. Oh, yeah, clear coat.
The clear coat peel on the Honda is well known.
The green.
The green's the blue. It's the Fuji blue for the 8th gen SIs was apparently horrendous with a clear coat peel. Clear coats, yeah. But that's interesting about the orange peel. Painting's hard.
Yeah, I don't know. I almost looks like it would have had to have been done afterwards. And I got that rear bumper repainted mm-hmm. when I bought it, and that looks good. No,
yeah.
So I'm like almost tempted to be like, hey, who did that? Can I take this entire car and have them like respray the whole thing? Like, yeah, no, how much would it cost?
I still think it looks great though.
I think so. Like,
and it's the a fact good, that you take good,
it's
so much
a good like, dope it's too. A good 5-10 yards car. Like, as soon as you like are getting in, like if you're getting in the car, you're like, oh hey, there's a little bit of orange peel.
Yeah, but that's only for people with a keen eye to it.
That's true. Yeah,
I think that your average person wouldn't even notice it. Yeah, I don't think that most people even know what orange peel is.
That's true.
They've probably never even seen it.
Yeah. It's when you have like texture in your paint. Mm-hmm. Like it looks like literally like an orange peel, side of an orange.
Yeah. Almost like
without it that hasn't been peeled off. Like it's the outside. Exactly. Layer. Yes.
No, all that stuff's cool. That's even a whole another part of the car world. Yeah, the car world. There's people that are obsessed with detailing.
Like that, yeah, and I feel like I'm just base layer. Like I'm not trying to be anything like a crazy detailer, like by any means. I will clean my wheels. I'll spray on some tire darkener, cleaner. And then I'll, you know, try to wash it correctly with a wash gun or a soap gun and like microfiber cloths and stuff like that. But
I feel like that's a healthy amount.
Okay, I guess it's not base layer. Then.
No. I feel like it's pretty. It's pretty base layer.
Because my family prior to that would have never used a soap gun. We would never used like actual dedicated wheel cleaner. Yeah. Like
you just do whatever.
We would have the soap that you buy from, I want to say Costco, the biggest jug you could possibly buy, and then just pour it in. To just some random bucket that we have in the garage.
Yeah.
It's not like a dedicated wash bucket with. Okay, yeah, I guess I am way more than base layer because I have like a dedicated wash bucket. I actually bought a second wash bucket to have clean water in, and then so that I can like wash off the cloths. And stuff.
Maybe just above base layer, but the other thing I think that you're doing it properly.
Yeah, I'm trying.
You're doing it as well as you could.
I would never go this far if both of our cars were not black cars.
Yeah.
If we both had white cars or something lighter color, I would never have gone this far. I would have just gone, probably, just with some good soap and.
Yeah.
That's probably it. Like, I would never have gotten the gun and all the special cloths and, oh, my gosh.
You kind of wanted a white SI, too, didn't you?
I did, but I don't prefer the red emblems on them. I think they look a little over the top to me, personally.
It's a little tacky.
Yeah, it's a little tacky, but I just prefer white as a color on a car because it's way easier to maintain and the white, I think white and the Honda white has always been a really good white.
It's an attractive color.
It looks good at night with a really bright light. Like if I could whenever I would work, I would try to park underneath this light at my work when I worked at Arby's
because it
almost gave it like a green, there was like a green tint to the white paint.
And this was on your old SI. This is on the
old EX. It had the green tint. And actually, my black car also has kind of a green pearl in it.
Really?
At night with a certain light to it. It might just be the light. Actually, now that
it could be. But either way, it's a good looking color though.
It is a good looking color. The white, and it is easier to maintain.
Yeah. But I still feel like it's maybe a little bit higher than base level, but you're doing it right. But you're not like, you don't have like a buffer wheel and you're not constantly polishing. Like my brother did that stuff for a while to his car.
And that was a silver.
He ended up using the Lancer too.
That was black.
Yeah. But.
Yeah. I don't think I'll get to that point. I think if I do like step up my game, the next thing I want to buy, Adams, the same company that I got the other stuff from, they have just this, a filtered vacuum, but instead of sucking, it's a blowing vacuum. It's for drying the car.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So, Because right now I do use my leaf blower, but it doesn't have a filter on it. So,
so
it technically I could be just shooting fucking dirt and stuff at, at my paint. If I, with this, it's an actual handheld thing where I could just walk around and like blow off. And then it's, I'm not going to be blowing dirt and stuff at my paint and stuff.
Yeah, because this stuff's clean. It's clean air for sure.
Yeah. Whereas with mine, I'm like, oh, trying to.
But that's how you do it all. That's how you get it the best, though. That's whenever you dry it off properly right away. That's whenever you're going to get the best
out of it. The best. The best look and stuff.
Yeah,
it totally. But that's close to like, I think, $300 for that.
Oof, yeah, that's an investment for sure.
I think
that's a good chunk of change.
Yeah, I think it, because the thing with car wash stuff is it's almost all disposable. Like none of it.
It's gonna need to be.
I'm gonna have to replace it almost yearly, especially now that Jasmine's old car, the Passat, she didn't really care too much about. So
but the Merc.
Yeah, but with the Mercedes.
But with the Merc.
She's not taking it to the car wash every week.
Mm-mm. That's just going to stay nice and bougie.
So that is such a nice car. So it's on me to keep it nice and bougie.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm going to be using my stuff pretty often, probably every week. And I'm going to have to be replacing it yearly. Yeah. So there's not really like, oh, I can take a few years off of buying stuff and then I can really treat myself, because all my stuff I'm gonna have to use.
Yeah.
But the thing is the company sells everything in bulk. So I'm only getting a gallon can of the shampoo, which lasts me a whole year last year and a little bit of this year. I could be getting up to 5 gallon jugs.
Yeah.
And then for the wheel cleaner, I just got one spray bottle, which was like only $20, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I can get up to a gallon for that. For obviously it'd be a lot more, but I can buy stuff in bulk and then like refill the smaller jugs. I mean, if I wanted to make them last a few years,
but it's worth it to maintain your guys' vehicles. Cause I just realized you guys would actually both have like very nice vehicles.
We both pride ourselves. We like our car. We both like cars for the most part. I mean, Jasmine's pretty base level on liking cars. Like she'll look at a car and be like, I like that car.
Yeah.
But it's not like, I don't know, like, I don't know.
Well, no, no,
I don't know how to explain it. She likes
cars. She wants something
She
nice.
Knows what looks nice.
Which is
what
why she went for Mercedes.
Nice. Yeah, and so she went for a Mercedes. I mean, it has a good interior. It looks pretty good on the outside. She really wanted she has an
E300. Yeah, she's an E300.
She wanted the CLA because it looked a lot more aggressive, and it did.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else was a lot cheaper. And I tried to explain to her, like, it's Mercedes trying to, you know,
that's the budget Mercedes.
That's the budget for what that Mercedes is for. Like, there are Mercedes that are ugly and but have nicer interiors and like that are they do that to be able to budget them and target a specific audience.
Well, it's selling more. It's still a nice car. It's it's still a great car. It's a Mercedes. It's just a little bit not quite as refined,
right?
Which is why you're also not paying the premium. And so, like, and then I was helping her shop.
Oh yeah, Martine went with her to do all of it because I was at work, and I trust this man with car shopping more than anybody. He went with me to buy my Honda.
Yeah, I love to take people car shopping because I've been screwed over by dealerships, and I just wasn't clear. Like, it wasn't clear for me what was going on. And so now that I know a little bit better, I don't want anyone that I care for to get screwed. Get
screwed over.
And so I'm always up. You tried
with your dad so hard.
Yeah.
Do not buy that truck.
Yes. Yeah. But he ended up buying it. And but hey, you know, we still got money off of it because I was there and I was an asshole to the salesman.
Yeah.
But I was telling her that she liked the rear-wheel drive chassis better than the front-wheel drive. The driving dynamics...
No, it's all-wheel drive hers.
Right, but the chassis itself is a rear-wheel drive chassis.
Oh, they're both the all-wheel base. Drive cars. That's right. It's the rear-wheel drive base, right?
But the rear-wheel drive base is nicer than the front-wheel drive front-wheel base. Drive, it's just always going to be the driving dynamics. That's why BMWs were always rear-wheel drive. Mercedes were always rear-wheel drive forever because the driving dynamics are better.
Right, and over there, I feel like they care more about that, like the actual drive. Like, I don't know. I feel like the Japanese cars, I feel like, went in a direction where it was kind of like, Like, our cars drive okay for front-wheel drive cars, but it's not...
It's sensical.
Like, we want...
It makes sense.
It makes more sense to do it. We don't have to put in a drive line,
yeah,
a transmission that goes all the way there. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit safer, too, because you have more mm-hmm. stuff up in the front to be able to block in a head-facing collision.
Honestly, that actually makes a ton of sense. Well, if you think about just, like, the ideologies of the nations, like, when you think about the Japanese ideology, you think of efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is efficient.
Right.
Which makes sense because... Their sports cars are rear-wheel drive because it's better. It's more efficient. It is a better car whenever
for that for being a sports car, but for being a daily driver car, it's going to be more efficient. Be front-wheel drive, especially in Japan, because you have, you know, rain and snow almost all year, or rain all year round, snow sometimes. So rear-wheel drive isn't going to be quite. And I mean, it's an island, a small island compared to the States. You know, so. Like, it's hard. It's easier to build a car for that.
Yeah.
Because you have only that one type of element. I might be completely ignorant to all of this, but I feel like it's easier to build a group of cars to one element versus in the States where we have all different types of the climates and stuff like that.
Well,
like,
not only that, but front wheel drive is just safer in general. Front wheel drive is safer and easier to build. And cheaper to build too.
Yeah.
Which is why the BMW now has a front wheel drive one. BMW has a front wheel drive one now because it's the cheapest one.
Is it a four cylinder?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it's the cheapest one. It's because it's easier to package, easier to make.
Yeah.
And all that stuff makes sense. And the Germans, I actually don't know too much about the German ideology, but they probably like really nice, comfortable things. And it just so happens to be that that's what it is. I don't know. I like luxury cars. It's not something that's for me personally.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I personally wouldn't buy a luxury car.
Yeah, I like them and I appreciate.
But yeah, I like riding a Jasmine's luxury car.
Yeah, because it's nice for sure.
I like the heated seats and you know all the nice driver stuff.
Yeah,
but I also like my more raw.
Mm-hmm.
My car that's more like. Driver oriented, like everything is pointing at me.
Man,
it's a manual. Like, I don't know.
That's a big thing for me, dude. Like, as dumb as it sounds, and I know, and I'm just like riding on the wave. But if it can't get in a manual, then I really don't care for it. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
There's so many cars. Mercedes hardly had. I don't think they do any manuals at all anymore. BMW has gone away with a lot of manuals, but they still have.
They have a couple.
The new M3 and the new M4, I think, can come with a manual. The M5 cannot. The M6, M8.
I don't think the M5 has been able to for future generations,
Since the V10, I think.
The V10s, they did or they didn't?
Well, actually, I think the first year that they had the twin-turbo V8, they might have been able to have
a couple manuals.
A manual, but it was very rare. Mm. But the V10s, you can still get.
I'm pretty sure they had, like, dual clutch or something.
Yeah, they do now. They all do now.
Because it's faster.
Yeah. But the M2 has a manual, and that's supposed to be the best, like, driver's BMW.
I thought it was the best, like, the cheapest one.
It is the cheapest one, but it's also the most fun to drive, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah, because it...
Well, probably because you can actually drive it more than the other ones. Because, I mean, the M3, the M4, the M5 are, like, I feel like more.
Yeah. Well, like, they have more power.
They're more power. Bigger, they're heavier. Bigger. Like, you need more road. If you really want to have fun with them. But the M2 is more of the lower, cheaper one.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need as much road to... I mean, you can...
Yeah.
Your zero to ticket is a lot...
Yeah.
A lot more fun.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think if I were to get... If I were to get a luxury car, it'd probably still be a BMW. Because you can still get them in manuals. Mercedes hasn't done manuals in forever, dude.
If I had to choose a luxury car... Like, are like Maseratis and stuff considered GT cars?
Jags? I still think they count.
I've never been in a Jag, but I like Jags.
You like Jags?
I'm a Jagger.
The F-Type is beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful
they're cool cars and they sound cool, but I don't know a lot about them.
Yeah.
And to really have like a bad opinion about them, I guess.
I have horrible opinions about British cars.
Really?
Oh, they're horrible.
See, like, yeah, I know that British cars are horrible. British cars are horrible. I know that they have like bad reliability problems and stuff like that. But a lot of British cars are actually going more German from what I've heard. I don't know, like, just the, I guess it might just be a name thing.
I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about how the British make beautiful cars but not functional, not very functional, not reliable.
Maybe
cars.
I can get like a Jag. Because
the F-Type is beautiful.
Maybe I can get a Jag F-Type and drop like an LS in it and it'd be perfect. No, it'd be the best.
Those are they come with a supercharged V8, I think, but they're beautiful.
It would be like fast. No changeover to the LS then. I'm sure it's lighter engine.
It honestly, probably is. But that's blasphemy because that's an expensive car.
Yeah, it is.
You do not swap expensive.
If
cars,
I really wanted the luxury car, I think if you're going for luxury, you're not trying to be driver oriented. So a manual to me doesn't make as much sense.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be a manual. Yeah,
it doesn't need to be at that point. Like I'm cool with a dual clutch transmission, so I don't really. I would say I'm fine with my Mercedes. I haven't driven in enough luxury cars to be like, I want this or this. Right. Cause I mean, M car would be amazing, but are they luxury cars?
They are. M? But now I got a question. What is your GT dream car?
GT,
GT is a type of car. So whenever you think about Grand GT, Tours. You think about like the Mustang GT. You might think about the Mustang GT, but what GT actually means is a Grand Tour.
Yeah.
And what that is, it is a big, heavy, comfortable, fast car.
Right.
But it is not like it's great handling car. It is going to be heavy and comfortable.
It's going to be a fast luxury car, yes. Right?
So Lamborghinis are not GTs.
Those are supercars.
Those are exotics. Those are supercars. But when Aston Martins are GTs.
Ooh, I like Aston Martins.
And I love me some Aston Martins. So
those are British? No.
Aston Martins are British. Yes.
Oh, they are British.
Yes. The
Jags?
I forgot the name of it. But Maseratis? The Jaguars. Yeah, Maseratis are GTs. BMW, like the M8 is a GT. The Mercedes, they have the actual GT. The AMG
GT. The AMG GT. I like those.
Yeah, those are beautiful.
Those are pretty beautiful.
Audi, and they're fast, too.
Audi's kind of, I mean, maybe like the S7 or something. Like, RS7 probably.
RS300. Mm. No. I'm thinking of something else. All right. Yeah, I think it's the RS7 or something.
Yeah, and then they have like the RS. I don't know.
What was the. There was the wagon one that's like.
I think it's a 7. I want to say it's like the Avant or something.
The
like
Avant. That. Yeah. I'm pretty sure those would be a GT. Those are
sick.
Yeah.
So what's your dream GT car? These cars are ridiculously expensive. Never would be able to get one.
Yikes.
Unless we win the lotto.
Man. That's a tough one. Like, because I don't know enough about them.
Yeah, it's probably not something that you thought
about. It's not
too
something
much.
I think. Like, okay, I guess the only cars that I've really been in that area would be the M cars. Mm-hmm. So I would say like an M5.
Yeah.
I like M5. Like, the V10 M5s were really like a fun car. Or not. I mean, I've never driven one, obviously, but it was like a car that I. Like caught my eye in a time that I wasn't like crazy about cars yet. And then the M3, not the newest ones, the prior year of the prior generation, I like. And then
no Ferraris or nothing like that?
Well, Ferraris I feel like are all supercars, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Technically?
No, they have GTs.
Oh. Well, I'm not really that big of a Ferrari person.
Ferrari.
I'm not. I don't know if you've noticed this in my, like, the way I talk. Like, I don't really hold Ferrari on any sort of pedestal.
No,
I don't have, like, this, that weird love for them. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people do. Like, in the F1 world, there's a lot, like, you almost have to like Ferrari kind of thing. But yeah. I'm like, I'm almost on the other end where I'm like,
I think that might just be timing because you started watching whenever Red Bull and Mercedes were on top and Ferrari hadn't really been relevant. And
well, no, they were relevant. There was the, And I mean, when they start the Drive to Survive, it's Mercedes and Ferrari fighting. Yeah. And then Red Bull's trying to get in on that fight.
Yeah.
And then the second season, Ferrari's still kind of in there, but then Red Bull's more nudging their way in. And then the third season, it's all Red Bull and Mercedes
at that point. But they haven't won. Because in the past decade, it's only been Red Bull and Mercedes that have won. Right. Past 12 years? Past something like that?
I know Red Bull won 4 years in a row with Sebastian Vettel.
And Mercedes hasn't lost since.
Or maybe it was 3 years. Yeah, and Mercedes has, ever since the V6 era, Mercedes has won with either Nico Rosberg or Lewis Hamilton.
Our boy. Lewis Hamilton.
Valtteri.
Yeah.
I like Valtteri. I think Valtteri has good, like, greatness in him. He just needs to... Lewis just needs to retire. Which I don't think he will. He has no reason to. And he's an amazing champion. Like, they're...
There's Hades.
I don't know if you could pick up Hades.
Yeah, hey, he must be really relaxed. That was a real deep breath.
Yeah, his eyes are still open, though.
Okay, that's good. I like Ferraris, but I don't... Same, like, I don't put them on some crazy pedestal. But they actually do have the GT car that I would have. Like, oh, really? My dream GT car is a Ferrari F12. You know what that is?
I think... Is that, like, the... What kind of engine is it?
I want to say V12? It's a V12. I want to say it's a
V12. It's a mid-engine, right?
No, front engine. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that up because I don't afterwards. Know.
It's a beautiful, beautiful car, but, I mean, it's a $300,000-$400,000 car.
And that's what the GT cars are about, is, like, their...
Ultimate
big,
luxury,
big front... Or not? Well, yeah, doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be front engine. I don't think to be a GT.
Well, technically no, but like it kind of does because it's...
Was it considered a supercar as soon as it's a mid engine or? Because you don't have as much like room, because GT cars you're supposed to be able to like pack in at least 2 suitcases. I think they have like specifications.
Yeah, no, they do.
Because sports cars you have 2 golf bags. GT cars. I'm pretty sure it's 2 suitcases.
Because it's essentially supposed to be a car that like a super wealthy man takes his super wealthy wife out to, like
on a drive along the coast or like through
on a trip
through Europe or something
like that. Stuff like that is what those cars are made to do. It's like long open road traveling is what GT cars are made for. It has all the power in the world.
They don't care about turning and.
But it's super comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah. They're kind of like the muscle cars of. Of Europe, technically.
Not the first time that I've seen that, because I've read a lot of car articles all the time, and that's actually something that has been said.
Except, like, I feel like the muscle cars, at least the ones that I know of, are usually faster than most GT cars, right?
It depends on how much money you're spending on these GT cars.
That's true. But then if you get a top end, like a Shelby Mustang, like you're.
Yeah, but those are rowdy.
Yeah, you're racing them.
Those are real rowdy. I like them, but they're pretty sick.
I don't know. Like, I like Mustangs, but I don't think I'd ever buy one. Like, if I could choose an American car, it would be the Mustang, but I wouldn't pay for an American car.
Yeah. I'm a real asshole, and for me...
But you like Corvettes, I thought.
Well, no.
Corvettes are technically supercars, I think.
I want 2 seats. No, Corvettes are sports cars, but I want 2 seats. Like, I'm an asshole, and it's like, no, I have 3 kids, but they can stay over there.
Well, Mustangs do have 4 seats. They just are useless.
Exactly. That's why, like, I don't even... Cause, no,
you don't even want the thought of there being, I'm small enough, I can fit. No.
Yeah.
There's not even a seat back there.
Yeah, you cannot come with me. That's either me and you, me and Alexi, or me and Adrian, or whenever Mia's.
I mean, that's what your car. You cannot. Yeah. There's nothing.
Yeah, and behind the MR2, you know.
It's a wall.
And there's an engine behind the MR2.
Yeah. It's a firewall.
But yeah, that's I have a limited market because I want a two-seat car.
I get you. That makes sense. So, like, yeah, it would have to be a mid-engine almost.
But
or very...
I think front engine is really what I'd really want. Like, a front engine.
But, rear drive layout. Like, there's so many cars that have back seats. They're useless back seats.
I know.
Why don't you can get one and then like get like a backseat delete or something.
No, just get rid of it. Because then you have to compromise the weight too. There's extra weight associated.
Are you saying get rid of the car?
Just not get it. Because there's extra weight. It's a compromise to have
backseats.
The back seats. It's a compromise to have the back seats.
Extra seats. Yeah. Extra airbags.
Right. And now I don't want to compromise for my sports car. I don't want to compromise. On that. I'd rather have that weight
where you want it, which would be in a better spot than in a backseat.
I'm a real asshole with it.
And then if you take out that backseat, then it's just going to be kind of, well, I don't know. I feel like you just take out a backseat and put like a delete in or something.
Right, but it's just no.
It's still
a compromise. I know what you mean, but it's still a compromise.
Well, what if you like...
If you autocross and you autocross without a rear seat, you're automatically bumped to a different class.
Oh, because your weight class.
Well, because you're adjusting your car so much.
Well, I feel like if you're in that class already, by all means, just rip your seats out. But if you're not, then.
But be in that class and not even have to rip the seats off.
But then if you're already in that class, rip the seats out. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you. Because in order to get in that class, it's like engine swaps and like custom suspension and stuff
So
if you say you already have an engine swap, you might as well rip off your back seats and put a cage in because you're already in that class. Like, I don't know.
It makes sense. Yeah.
That's kind of what you're doing with your MR2. That's what you're kind of doing with your MR2 because you went for it. You threw on some... I think it was the polyurethane bushings, and then like, what else did you do? You did something else that put you in that class, or was that it?
It was just the bushings. Yeah, it was just the poly bushings, and at that point, I was like, "Well, fuck, dude."
Yeah, if I'm already put in you. Class, it put well you in else. The next class up. It put you. It brought took you out of the stock class and put you into the next class. Yeah. So at that point, you're like, "Well, I'm competing with these other people. I might as well max out what I can do to my car to in that class type thing."
I shouldn't have. I should just kept it simple.
Because I think.
But right it needed now, new bushings, and polyurethane bushings are so much easier to install than regular bushings.
And it for what you're doing, like having that.
Yeah, the feel.
The feel, mm-hmm. Being able to feel the ground a little bit better.
That was the biggest thing. The steering rack one was the biggest thing because I did that one last, a week or two after.
You're having issues with the steering rack, though.
Yeah, I think it's just a tie rod issue. In the end, I'd still have to do it. It's losing its toe every single time.
That's so weird.
Well, I haven't autocrossed it because it's still
broken,
and I'm not even looking at it anymore. I'm so defeated with it.
Maybe we should put a car cover on it.
I'm so defeated about it. I don't want to talk about it right now.
Okay, we won't even talk about it.
Whenever I go autocrossing with it, the alignment's always horribly off after that.
Yeah, like right after you're done.
And it's like the toes.
Because I remember you would finish the big turn, and then at the end, because they would put a little chicane to slow everyone down, and then you'd be like,
"My steering wheel is off,"
and then you would like jiggle it, and then it'd be good.
Yeah, it'd be good. I'm like, hey, I got it now. Like, it works, but
I'm sure that's time that's precious time you're honestly losing out there.
It probably was, but I was just too lazy to swap out the freaking tie rod, and I'm just a moron. That's the thing with cars, is that sometimes you feel super motivated to work and you can get all this work done and it's great, and then other times it's like,
it's hard.
I don't want to do a single fucking thing to that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's where my car needs front brakes, it needs transmission fluid, but I'm just too lazy. And while I'm doing the front brakes, it could really use some, what are those called? Wheel caps? Because all of my wheel caps are just black. Yeah.
You don't have the Honda wheel cap. I don't have Honda.
I think some nice H's on there would.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
Make
it
look better.
Yeah, it would.
So I think that's what I want to do.
Especially whenever you get the RPF ones.
I'm not getting RPF
ones.
I know
you're not, but they look good.
They look good on all Hondas.
They look good on all.
Like, I have kind of I'm kind of collecting things. Like, I have splash guards. Like, I have splash guards on the car already, but it's missing one. So Jasmine bought me a whole new set.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to install them. But I figured out the reason that one's missing is because there's no backing for screws to go in. Like, it's just empty back there.
Oh, okay.
And there's no way for me to get my hand back there to put a nut on it.
Ooh.
So I need to get, like, some interior,
we might
like,
need to
locking.
Tap it, no?
Would we be able to tap some threads onto it? If it's too thin, it might not be able to thread through. Maybe. So probably not.
I don't know how that kind of stuff works. Maybe we can look at it. We'll take a look at it. What my plan is to get like those like interior nuts where it, like the plastic ones type thing where they expand when you like you put
like a piece drywall in. Anchor, like a drywall anchor.
Gotcha. Kind of, but like the view. I know they have automotive versions that they use for interior and like wheel well. Like things and stuff like that. Yeah. So I want to get like a bunch of those. I think that's what they use. Cause remember when my wheel well cover ripped out, what he bought like a kit of those type of nuts. And that's how he got it to stay back and get it back in there.
And it's been good since.
And it hasn't ripped off. I want to get some of those. Cause I mean, splash guards, they don't take too much damage. So I think I could get away with those and, I mean, I really don't need them, but I think with Hondas, they look good.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, I wouldn't put splash guards on my Mercedes, but I would definitely keep them around.
Right now, no, I get that. I think it would look good. Because it's a really subtle look in your car. I just like clean builds. Just in general, I like clean builds. And your cars are generally stock, but I think as you slowly start modifying, I know it's going to look good.
Right. I'm never going to go over the top with that car. I think if anything, I'm going to lower it a little bit. Yeah. Just a little bit.
You want to keep the drivability of it.
Keep the drivability. Mm-hmm. Just drop it a little bit.
Then camber it the fuck out.
No. new wheels. New, like, probably black. I'm starting to lean more towards black wheels. So it would just be blacked out. And then maybe down the line, I might look into getting a front lip. Just kind of getting something up
it's
there.
It's a subtle
just nothing too big, just like a little subtle thing. And then they also make like nice subtle like side skirt, like extender kind. Like, so I just put them on top of my side skirts that I have now. And they're like either black or carbon fiber. So I think it would look good with my black car. So it would just be little things like that. Mm-hmm. Like I wouldn't. And I've looked at roof spoilers, like the top spoilers that come off the window. And I kind of like them, but I don't know I don't like the thought of just sticking something on my window. Like it's like it's going to rip off and then it's going to be somebody else's problem. But I don't like that.
I think I think you plan on keeping it pretty subtle, and I think it's gonna look good.
Yeah.
Do you remember Mario's Civic?
Yeah.
It's my favorite. Yeah, Civic coupe.
Yeah, I think I think that was really that was the first SI that I ever rode in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice, huh? Now you got one. Yeah. Well, you have the sedan.
Mario, I thought he had a sedan.
No, Mario's
got a coupe. I thought he had. Yeah. I totally thought he had a sedan.
But he's got a. I'm not sure which coilovers he's got.
BC.
I don't know.
At least that's what he told me. Maybe he could tell you something.
Maybe it is.
He could tell you you're wrong if he's listening.
He actually does listen.
Hi, Mario.
What's up, Mario? Follow Mario at Instagram. DA9Teggy. From back whenever you had an Integra. But no, he's got like the cleanest SI that I've really seen. Like it's just very tastefully modified, very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks good. And he autocrosses it. He drives the hell out of it.
And he's had it since it.
Yeah, he's had it brand new.
Brand new. Yeah. So yeah.
He's got a ton. He's like 100 and, don't quote me, it's like 160, 150
well, he drives it.
1,000 miles on it.
Where does he
live? Sunnyside. And he drives to Pasco.
We're giving out all of Mario's information.
Well, he's got
what's his address?
He's got a 40, 45 minute commute every day. And so.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a couple.
It's a fun car that he's had since it was brand new. And he's driven the hell out of it and has completely gotten his money worth.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
sure. And it's a sports car. And it's been great. Good for him.
Good for him. Good for you, Mario. Good for you. You have anything that you want to sell me?
So anyway, I think that's gonna be it for this episode of the On the Guest podcast. You got anything else you gotta say?
Just want to thank everyone for taking the time to listen through this entire episode. It was a little bit on the longer side, but we just start talking and then we don't stop until we realize that we're past 40 minutes.
Yeah, so Yeah, I think we're good. Peace out.
We'll get on the gas later. We're gonna figure out this outro eventually. Bye.